off the field and in the stands, Tom Jensen has been doing a lot of work rallying the players and the fans as they've been getting through all of these games, and he'll be in the stands for one more game again tonight. He joins us on the phone to talk about Tar Heel baseball. Tom, thanks for being with us today. Good morning, and how is your voice?
Well, my voice isn't doing great, but it's a lot better to still be playing than to have it wrapped up. So we've gotten kind of a tough position after losing Saturday night, where we then, you know, needed to win two games yesterday and another one today if we wanted to advance. And so far, so good. Yesterday, the team really did a pretty incredible job. So excited for tonight.
What were your thoughts about that game on Saturday? I know there was a lot of frustration about those two calls in particular early in the game, and then Scott Forbes getting ejected and suspended for two games with no chance of an appeal.
Yeah, it is absolutely ridiculous that umpires can suspend coaches from the field. That's way more power than umpires should have. And one thing, you know, I have a lot of friends throughout college baseball involved with different programs. These same umpires cause drama in the NCAA tournament time after time. Like, one of the umpires who was involved with the drama in Chapel Hill on Saturday night caused a huge drama in the South Carolina regional in 2016. And yet the NCAA keeps rolling these people out there. They circle the wagons. There's no accountability. It's really ridiculous. So it is absolutely absurd. The calls themselves, they might have been right, they might have been wrong. You can argue it one way or another, but it's pretty unambiguous that suspending the head coach for two games from the field because you are embarrassed that you might have made a bad call, I mean, that is just ridiculous. But the team responded well.
Responded extremely well. Bryant Gaines taking over the pitching coach's head coach yesterday. Two wins, and now Scott Forbes back in the dugout for tonight. But there was a lot of love for Scott Forbes in the stands last night, and you had a little bit to do with that, I hear.
Yeah, let me circle back to that, but let me quickly just say something about Coach Gaines and the job that he did yesterday. When you lose in one of the first two games of the regional, what the challenge then really becomes is, okay, we've got to win three games in 2 days. How on earth are we going to get through three games in 2 days from a pitching perspective? And what you have to be willing to do is give some guys opportunities to do more than they've been doing for most of the season, or give some guys some opportunities who maybe they've been struggling, but you give them another shot to do something. And especially in the night game against VCU last night, Caden O'Brien had barely pitched in a month. Coach Gaines trusted him with the ball for four innings. He did a really nice job. Connor Beauvais had gotten lit up by Georgia in the afternoon game, and Coach Gaines just gave him another shot, put him back out there, had faith in him. He went three innings. So you have those guys cover seven innings of the game. We really got through the VCU game last night pretty much without having to use our most premium relief pitchers. Nick Pry pitched an inning, but you didn't use Davis Palermo. You didn't use Sean Rapp. You didn't use Gage Gillian. I think the Tar Heels, even playing their fifth game in 4 days tonight, are really well set up on pitching, where they're going to have a bunch of guys. You're not going to have a starter tonight probably throw five or six innings. It's going to be a staff day, and a bunch of people are going to come out and throw one, two, maybe three innings. But we're really well set up to do that because of how Coach Gaines handled the pitching yesterday. So I know, you know, Coach Forbes would want to deflect as much positive attention to Coach Gaines as he possibly could for what he did yesterday. I really think Coach Gaines managed everything as well as he possibly could have. It was an amazing job.
100%. Speaking with Tom Jensen, Tar Heel super fan out there in the stands over the weekend, and will be there again tonight. Talking about Coach Gaines, who is just spectacular in terms of managing the team in the last couple of games. Who for the Tar Heels has been the MVP so far, whether it's the one that everyone's been talking about, or maybe someone who has kind of flown under the radar?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that really stands out, for instance, from the game last night is you had two different guys have four hits between Angel Zarate and Mac Horvath. You had sort of an amazing bookend for Vance Honeycutt at the end of the Georgia game and the start of the VCU game yesterday, where Vance Honeycutt made an amazing catch to take a home run away from Georgia in the ninth inning that would have tied the game in that. And then he comes right back out for the first inning of the VCU game and hits a two-run homer to give us the lead. So he's certainly somebody who's already electrifying. But I think one of the things that really stands out, this team in really in a lot of ways is an ensemble cast. I mean, there's some players who sort of really stand out as stars, but this is a situation where the lineup 1 through 9, there's not a weak spot. Everybody really contributes. And that ultimately is where you're going to get a successful college baseball team is from that sort of thing. So to circle back, I'm sorry I got off track, but just to talk about what we did to honor Coach Forbes at the game last night that I thought was pretty awesome was in the ninth inning, we got the whole stadium chanting Scott Forbes' name just to show that we love him, that we appreciate him, and also to sort of send a message to the umpires that, you know, we, because it was several of the same umpires from the controversial game last night, just wanted to make sure they know that this is Scott Forbes' stadium, this is Scott Forbes' town, and, you know, you can mess with him, but we're going to stand up for him really well. What was kind of fun about the cheer is it's hard to get people to do a cheer that they're not used to doing. If you just sort of start it in one section and do it, the rest of the stadium's just going to kind of look at you confused. So obviously my background's in political organizing and that sort of thing. And if you want to get Orange County voting for Democrats, you have different people in every precinct who get that precinct organized and make sure that, you know, you're getting out the vote there and that sort of thing. So we did the same thing with the Scott Forbes cheer last night, identified people in different sections all over the stadium who could help lead the chanting Scott Forbes' name, made sure they knew when we were going to do it. We have one out in the top of the ninth inning. And, you know, we saw people nationally in the sort of college baseball sphere noting, oh, goodness, the whole Boschmer Stadium is chanting Scott Forbes' name. So I think that was an awesome opportunity moment for our fans to really show solidarity with Coach Forbes. He was really treated unfairly, but it's great that he'll be back tonight. And I think that we will keep mashing and move on to play another week.
Also a good reminder that you can accomplish things that you didn't think you could with just a little bit of organization, right?
Exactly.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling, and we'll let you go now, but again, we'll likely hear you in the stands tonight as the Tar Heels take on VCU. One more game for all the marbles this evening and a chance to move on to the Super Regional. Tom, thank you so much, as always.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.